Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir Nishnayis. All the Maseches of Avodah Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. It says, Afin kom she'amar la'askir, even in a situation where they said that a person is permitted to rent either houses or fields, as we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, even if we're permitted to rent whatever would be to the non-Jews, lo lebeis dira amru, you cannot rent it for the purposes that the non-Jew will live there, because if he'll use that area as a living space, he'll bring into it avodah zara, bring to it idols. Shenamar lo savi soiva el beisachal. As the pasuk says, and really the pasuk is talking to the Jew and saying he has an issue to bring avodah zara into his own house. But it seems our mission is implying that the pasuk also tells us that you can't set a situation where someone else will bring avodah zara into your house. And at any place you can never rent to a non-Jew a bathhouse, because a bathhouse is a public type of item, meaning to say it's publicly known that it belongs to that Jew, and people will see that this goy is using it, and we'll see from the rabbi, maybe it's being worked on the Shabbos, maybe it has an idol in there, etc., and people will relate that back to the Jew who actually owns the place. So says the rabbi here, Asim kom she'amar lahaskir, l'rei meir b'Suria, going to rei meir, that means in Suria, davka, below Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael, this is in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, I feel Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi had a heter to rent them houses even in Eretz Yisrael. Below Beis Dir Amru. You can't lend it to them, if they're going to live there. El Hachni Sham Tevin Ve'etzim Kiyotzim Bezeh. You can rent them to the place if they're going to use it as storage. They're going to put over their straw, wood, and similar things. Yeah, Mnei Shnikra, and then that was the pasuk that was brought, that our Mishnah is understanding. Lo Savi Tove Beisachal. Right? And then the rest of the Mishnah said that you can't rent them Amerchats. The goy is going to light it up on Shabbos, going to heat up the water on Shabbos, which the Jew obviously wouldn't have done, but the goy will. People are going to say that the Amerchats of this certain Jew, people are washing in there on Shabbos. So the Rabbi asked Akasha, why shouldn't this be similar to a field that's owned by a Jew, that a sharecropper who is a non-Jew is allowed to do work in there on Shabbos? It's mutter. So why is it not the same? A field is made for such things. It's made to be constantly worked by sharecroppers who have, for sure, no relationship to the field itself. They're not the owners. They're workers. So therefore, it would be that people know. People know then that it's not the Jew working it, obviously. And the goy, even though he's technically working for a Jew, he's really doing his own sharecropping, working for himself. Generally speaking, a bathhouse is not worked that way. You don't have a risu, sharecropping for a berchas, for a merchas. That would mean, by the way, I mean, sharecropping obviously wouldn't be the word to use, but it would mean a deal is made where it's a owner gets a certain percentage of the profits, the person working it keeps the rest, etc. That doesn't usually happen with the merchats. Nobody, not everybody knows that the Jewish owner rented it out to the goy. And therefore people think it is, right? That's goyish, this goyish guy, they don't realize what the story is, and they think that the Jew is running this place that water is being heated up inside of it on Shabbos. L'kach osir. L'zman is there, nowadays he says, Shederech v'horid oris. Nowadays, apparently, at the time of the Rav's writing, it was normal to have this sharecropping type of deal happen in Amerchas for a year. For a percentage of profits, either half, a third, or a quarter. So this is the same way they do for a field. Therefore, there the din of the Mishnah then would change. It would be mutter to rent out the bathhouse to the goy. Even though he will do Malach on Shabbos, everybody knows that the goy is just subletting, let's call it, he's using it, that type of percentage deal is going on. And therefore, it's considered he's doing his own work. It's not as if he's, you know, being Machal Shabbos for the Jew or in place of the Jew. It's like his own work. Let's do one more Mishnah in the next parak. The parak Bay is Mishnah Aleph. Ein ma midin behema bepukdaos shel goyim. You cannot stand up literally a behema in the pukdaos of goyim, in the inns or the hotels that belong to non-Jews. Une shechashudan al reviv. We suspect non-Jews that they will cohabit with the animal. Thereby, a Jewish animal, you can't bring into there because we have to be worried that they'll do that. A woman should not be alone with a non-Jew. Because they're just not suspected of having immoral relationships with any woman. Even a man should not be alone with them. We're concerned that they may kill him. Bas Yisrael lo tiyaled es anochis. A regular Jewish woman should not be the midwife for a goyish woman giving birth. Because she's going to be giving birth to the son for avodah zarah. Yeah, we'll see what this means in Rav. Avol nochis mialedes bas Yisrael. However, a non-Jew could be a midwife for a Jewish woman, it seems. No problem there. Bas Yisrael lo tenik bina shal nochis. A Jewish woman should not nurse the child of a goyish woman. Avol nochis minika bina shal Yisraelis v'rishusa. However, a non-Jewish woman, make her then anyway, is allowed to nurse a Jewish child if she has the permission of the Jewish mother. So it says here in the Rav, Im avi dehem bipunk daos, ha'asuyin yisaksein sham over jach. These are inns that are along the way. They're made to take in people that are passing by. Vishanochim chashinu al revia. They are suspected they will cohab with the animal. Afila nekevos eitz on nekevos aser. Even if everything's female, it's still aser. Vishya ovde kochavim mitsuyin eitz on neshei chavreyem. Some goyish people, at least in the times of the Mishnah's writing, they would hang out with each other's wives. No problem. Sometimes a man is hanging out with a wife, non-Jewish, friend's wife, and he doesn't find, he would be with that woman, no problem, and he doesn't find her, and they'll go after the animal. So it could happen. Even if he's seemingly only women are around, they have to be worried that that always invites possibility of a man coming around, and then the animal is in jeopardy. Even if the type of yichud that by a Jew would be motor, would be no esr yichud. For instance, the white man's wife is there, so no problem then that there's another woman there. By a goy, that is asr, denachayin ishto mishamarta. By a goy, his wife won't stop him necessarily if being with this other woman. Again, we should relate that. It's not necessarily true about modern day goy. Maybe one would argue it is. I don't know, but it's in time of the Gemara. This is how it was. It was a very open society, you might call it, a very hefker situation. You'd be raising a child for avodah zarah. If they're paying you, it's mutter because of eva, because of the possibility of the malice that would develop between the non-Jew and the Jew over here. As long as there are other people standing there watching what this non-Jewish midwife is doing, but if they're alone, they can't do this. We're actually concerned the non-Jewish midwife may kill the Jewish child. You can't be alone like that. Now, the Rav didn't elaborate in the end of the Mishnah about the heter for a non-Jewish woman to nurse a Jewish child and the ister the other way around. So the other way around for a Jewish woman to nurse a goyish child, we would say, and some people say, that's the same problem as you had before of being a midwife, because you're essentially raising a child that's going to be serving avodah zarah. Yeah, it's very clear then, by the way, from the previous part of the Mishnah and this part, that we're only talking here about goyim that actually involved in avodah zarah, which is the same case as the Rav told us, the whole Mishnah, the whole Masechta, basically. And the other way, then the Mishnah said, that a non-Jewish woman can nurse a Jewish child, why? Because we say, first off, they bring from Rashi and the Gemara that she shouldn't be alone with the boy because she perhaps will kill him with the child. I mean, you perhaps kill that child. So it also would have to be other people around. The idea here is that Jewish or non-Jewish human milk is kosher for a child. Mikir din anyway. There are people, there is what the Machram not to do this as well, but Mikir din. Thank you. We'll continue next time.